Time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope, sir.
I'm going to give you something to drink now. Yeah, I'm joining you from the Bermuda Triangle Research Base here in Puerto Rico at our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNZ in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam the Animal Still, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And you know, Shelley, we were talking last week about how right now there is this big ripple of sort of paranoia and confusion happening among the markets. And whenever that happens, historically, whenever that happens, people immediately turn to things that have intrinsic value, like gold and silver. Those prices go up. What have you seen happening at Wright's Coin Shop?
The prices have been going up, and everybody is looking for 2016 Silver Eagles, which are on order. They will be here. In the meantime, we have other things that would be really great to put your money into that will make you money, that will ease your mind and keep you from having to take Chums to quell that fluttery tummy, because the market is crashing and burning every day. So, if you own gold or silver or both, you just stick it aside in some little secret place where you can get to it easily. And I am not talking about a bank. You have it when you need it. If you need to sell anything, you can sell as much or as little as you want. You can get your money immediately and not have to wait for it. You have total control over everything, unlike with the stock market. And I am so glad I don't have to worry about that anymore.
You know what, Shelley? I want to tell you and everybody else something. As you know, Shelley, I fly a lot, and I years ago was trying to figure out what I wanted to read on a bunch of airplane flights I had lined up. And I thought to myself, I've never completely understood all this stock market crap. And so I went out there and I did research, and I wanted to know, what is the best book that I can read that would explain to me all these little variables about stocks and bonds that you hear about all the time, the NASDAQ and all that. And I bought a book that was written by one of the main editors at the Wall Street Journal, and he broke it down into everything you need to know about, you know, stocks and bonds and how to understand all these terminologies about futures and all that. And I read the whole thing, and I said, okay, I understood about 60% of that. Now I'm going to go back and read it again. And then I understood about 75% of it. And then I read it a third time. At that point, I thought I understood about 100% of it. And I came away from that saying, after learning everything about the different kinds of trades, the different kinds of stocks and bonds, the different kinds of markets, I believe the best thing you can do is go out there and put your money in gold and silver.
Right.
And I literally intellectually came away with that, and I stand by it. And I want people to know that if you feel intimidated by this whole concept of the markets and all the stuff you hear about on financial programs, you don't need to. If you buy something made of gold or silver, proper things, I'm talking about things that are certified, that are sealed and are acknowledged U.S. market-wise, those things will only increase in value. And Wright's Coin Shop is a family-owned business, been in business over 40 years. You guys don't work on commission. You need zero experience or knowledge to go to Wright's Coin Shop and get started for 20, 30 bucks just to get, you know, get your foot in the door, dip your toe in the water. And if people want to contact you guys to get a no-holds-barred, just honest sort of perspective on what they can do to start turning their money into more money, how can they contact you and how can they come see you?
They can give us a call at 828-298-5402 or come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. We're there Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30. And it is so easy. You're going to be just amazed at how simple it is. And really, it's nice to be able to hand your money over and take something with you, not just, you know, give your money to some nameless, faceless organization and it's tied up in a piece of paper that's meaningless. You know, gold stocks or silver mines, whatever. You know, have the hard currency, so when you need it, you can do something with it.
All right, so folks, I want you to write this down. 828-298-5402. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, there is a link to rightscoinshop.com. That's spelled W-R-I-G-H-T-S, rightscoinshop.com. It's got all the basic information about how to find them, how to contact them. There's even a photo of Shelly there. So all these emails people send me like, what does Shelly look like? Just go to rightscoinshop.com. You'll be able to see. And you can, better yet, call them, talk to Shelly, drop by, see Shelly. It's, again, not far from the Biltmore Estate. Rightscoinshop.com, 828-298-5402. Shelly, as a businesswoman, you are obviously an abstract thinker who is able to understand how to place value on things that maybe other people would have a little more difficulty placing value on. Has anybody ever offered you, say, sexual favors in return for a gold or a silver coin?
No, I don't believe that's ever happened.
And you know, it's okay if you. We're not going to hold that against her, are we, Sam? If she says yes,
no. Right? Look, we're not here to judge.
I know. I feel very safe talking. You know, telling you guys the truth. No, nobody's ever done that.
Okay.
Because as a man, you're kind of used to that sort of thing. All throughout your life, women are just flinging themselves at you and saying, hey, how much is this worth? Right, Sam?
You know, it's a curse.
But I know as a woman, it's a little bit rarer, but you are in a very particular position. And if someone were to come to you and say, hey, Shelly, I will do this to you in return for a coin, well, then maybe there would be a moment where you would have to sort of evaluate the worth of what's being offered to you.
Right? I got it.
I offered her a bunch of stuff for a George Pappard coin that she still has not located for me.
And you know, the reason I bring this up is one of the big problems that we seem to have in the United States, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or whatever, we have all these lobbyists who are out there always offering things to politicians. And there is this story I have in front of me from Missouri. And it says, well, yeah, and let me just pause because I do have some fans of the show who contact me and they say, I was born and raised in Missouri, and nobody calls this Missouri. I hate it when people call it Missouri. We call it Missouri.
Well, I'll tell you one of my pet peeves. It is the Appalachian Mountains, not the Appalachians.
That's correct.
Get it right. Say it right if you're going to live here.
So okay, it says here there's an unusual bill is in the Missouri House legislation after a scandal involving a former speaker. The proposal states that sex would now be included in the definition of a gift, that is a quote-unquote gift, between lawmakers and lobbyists.
Whew. Whoa, that
the road we've gone down here, huh?
Wow. Yeah.
Says the lobbyists would have to report it. The bill reads like this. The term gift shall include sexual relations between a registered lobbyist and a member of the General Assembly or his or her staff. Missouri lobbyists would need to report these gifts each month if the bill becomes law. Unlike other gifts, lobbyists are required to report. Sex would be the only one the lobbyist would not have to assign a monetary value to. One representative said he thought of the bill after a scandal-laced session last year in which the Speaker of the House apparently had to step down following allegations of sexual harassment from an intern. He says, quote, if you're an elected official having a relationship with a lobbyist to that degree, I think that they should know, a citizen should know if that's going on, end quote. So how do you start taking, again, the abstract concept of sleeping with some lobbyist and turn that into a reportable value? Maybe that is the key to understanding the corruption happening in our country. Thoughts?
Here's my thought. I'm just going to throw this out there before we hit the commercial. If you were going to sleep with one candidate for president, I guess that for a guy, that list would be pretty low. It's like there's Hillary. That's like the only female. Shelley, if you were going to sleep with one candidate for president, who would it be? No affiliations have to come into play here.
How about Donald Trump's hair?
No.
Does that count?
No.
She was saying some stuff about Ted Cruz earlier.
No, you were saying some stuff. He was talking about Ted Cruz's lips.
His lips make me want to punch him in the face.
I said I had never looked at his lips, but...
Shelly's too stuck on his boots.
Oh, my God. I thought Marco Rubio has the little Italian pills.
Cuban.
Yeah. I like Marco.
He's the spicy one. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, next story literally has this term in the headline, Bionic Willie. And I'm talking about not Willie Nelson. This is Bionic Willie. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Lose yourself for a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Strangers moving in.
the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And, you know, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because this is when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial news stories. Not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. So tune out if you think you might not want to hear some of these things or if there is somebody around who shouldn't hear them. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you can find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. And you'll also find a link to joshuapwarren.com. And, you know, I was talking last year about an investigation into the Gargola, a six-foot-tall Mothman-like creature that I've been investigating here in Puerto Rico. And somebody actually has a picture that they're claiming is a picture of the Gargola. And if you go there right now, you can look at it and you can see what you think of this picture. Is it fake? Is it real? Go to joshuapwarren.com and just scroll down the homepage and look at this image. joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. Here's a news story from the UK. A man given a bionic willy after losing his as a boy has had to shelve his first sex session after a car crash. What? What? Says here, a man whose member was torn off in a childhood accident was due to test his replacement bionic penis earlier last week. This thing cost £70,000. Now, I don't know how pounds and dollars are squaring up these days.
It's somewhere in the neighborhood of, it's over 100 grand.
That's a lot of money for a bionic willy. It says the 43-year-old security guard was rushed to the hospital after a BMW in which he was a passenger collided with another car in a lane on a road out in the country. The man was treated for a concussion, broken ankle, and two deep head wounds, his legs in a plaster cast. The man had 118 operations before surgeons completed his new bionic penis. Now, let me pause here for a moment. And Sam, I'm going to talk to you directly, okay?
I'm was hoping so.
Before I continue, now, if you and I were kids of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the $6 million man.
Of course I do.
The bionic man. If you, living in this modern age, had 70,000 pounds, we'll just say $100,000, to get a new bionic penis, how long would you want that to be?
Well, I would want it to be variable. You know, I don't think with that much effort and cost going into it, you know, you'd want to be lugging around a lot of hardware. But I want the ability to, say, at a party, for at a bar, a bet, in the bedroom, you know, sometimes make it, you know, comically large.
Okay.
So a normal size, I would like it to look normal, like everything's cool, but then have the ability to, like, have a little button on my hip or something, and then hit it, and it could be like, you know, the King Kong Ding Dong.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, being Dark 30, again, you know, we've said this before, we'll say it again, tune out if there are kids around or you're easily offended, because this is a real news story. It's from The Sun in the UK. He ordered an inch one.
What was it?
What was that?
8 inches.
Okay, that's healthy. That's
you know.
I would also want mine to do this when I did it. Like, I'd be like, Josh, have I showed you my new willy?
That's a must. For $100,000, it's got to have the sound effect.
Yeah.
And it also does inflate
Oh, so the girth is expandable.
It's got
It's like RAM.
RAM in more than one ways, yeah. So he said, I have waited long enough, so another couple of weeks won't make much difference. He says, I want to get it better and then take it from there. I'm in touch with this woman who's a hooker, and, you know, it's all set up and everything's...
impermeable to disease. Would you not do some other upgrades to it, too, like maybe carbon fiber?
Well, I don't know if that's necessary, but for $100,000, I expect it to at least make me an omelet in the morning, or, you know, like have some kind of, you know, built-in compartment that does something for me. Like, it detects counterfeit bills or something, you know? Yeah, but because I suppose you're not going to feel anything.
What if, like, it could talk or something? Mm-hmm. Like, you could program it to make sounds?
It's like something? A Furby.
Well, I wasn't going to say, like, a Furby. I was going to say, like Hal.
Good evening, Dave. Everything's running smoothly. And you?
That would be kind of neat, would it not? Even though my name's not Dave, I could deal with it. Like, thanks, Hal.
I expect to be able to program that, yes.
Or how about this one? This would be apropos for the situation.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. Something I cannot allow to happen.
We can't allow that to happen.
Okay, how about this story? It says a Virginia bill is going to require schools to verify children's private parts before using the restroom. House Bill 663 is in defining the physical condition of being male or female, determined by a person's anatomy. Quote, local school board shall develop and implement policies that require every school restroom, locker room, or shower room designated for use by a specific gender to solely be used by individuals whose anatomical sex matches gender designation, end quote.
So what, are they going to have, like, a special teacher guy there who, like, verifies?
It says here, quote, adults would be required to inspect genitals before an assigned bathroom is used.
I see this failing.
That is just fraught with problems.
This could be the job that you've been looking for your whole life.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, let's move along to this story from Georgia. You know, it's funny because I read this story, and Mobius helped me remember that this is now becoming part of a disturbing trend. The headline is, Naked Woman Goes on Rampage Through Waffle House. A woman is facing several charges after going on a rampage at a Waffle House while completely naked. It happened on January the 8th at 10:30 p.m., according to police, the woman stripped off her clothes, punched another woman in the face, threw a plate at a window, threw several platters at patrons of the restaurant. When police got there, she was scratching officers. She ended up being punched. And you know what's funny is that this woman was flipping out, and there's this other story that I don't even know if I got around to reading it. It's from last October. October of 2015, when a woman went absolutely berserk at a Subway restaurant in Alaska. Have you guys seen the video footage from this?
No, but we should.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're up on a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about this woman who completely flipped out at a Subway.
Is that the worst thing that's happened for Subway this last year?
And this has a ring back to last week's show. Another story says, don't freak out, but scientists think octopuses might be aliens after a DNA study. It's the Dark 30 Hour, tonight's show brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
I'm a walking down the street like Lucky LaRue. Got my hand in my pocket, thinking about you. I ain't a hurting nobody. I ain't a hurting no one. There's 300 men in the state of Tennessee. They're waiting to die. They won't never be free. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't a hurting no one. $6,700,033 lights on. You think someone could take the time to sit down and listen to the words of my song? At the beach in Indiana, I was 9 years old. Heard a little Richard singing Tutti Frutti from the top of a telephone pole.
I wasn't hurting nobody.
I wasn't hurting no one. There's roosters laying chickens, and chickens laying eggs. Farm machinery eating people's arms and legs. I ain't nobody. I ain't a hurtin' no one. Perfectly crafted popular hit songs never use the wrong rhyme. You'd think that waitress could get my order right the first time.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means it's late at night, and, well, we wait till late at night to read these kinds of stories. Stories about more sordid and seedy stuff, not for the kiddies, okay? Not for the easily offended. So tune out. That's your warning if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff. My name is Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And I want to reiterate something that I said earlier in the show tonight. You know, people all over the world, thousands of them, they have obtained wishing machines. And they send me messages every day telling me about incredible things that have happened. A guy emailed me a few days ago, and he said, I wished for $5,000. I got $9,000. I got an email yesterday from a guy who said, I have been an entrepreneur for 16 years. I know the rate at which businesses usually grow. And he said, I got the machine when my business was bringing in $500 a month. He said, 3 months later, I'm bringing in $35,000 a month. I mean, I'm not making this up. So if you go to wishingmachineproject.com and click the link to testimonials, you can read these. Every single one of these testimonials are real emails that came from real people. You can listen to testimonials. All that stuff is at wishingmachineproject.com. All right, here's a story. And by the way, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to rightscoinshop.com. I hope you'll do that. Here's a story about a woman in Alaska who locked herself in a subway toilet. Now, this happened last October, okay? I've seen the video, the security footage of this. It's amazing. This 35-year-old woman, not a bad-looking lady, she goes into a Subway. I'm talking about a Subway restaurant where you make sandwiches. She went into the toilet, locked herself in there for 2 hours. They claimed that she was apparently smoking something. When she emerged from the restaurant bathroom, she was completely naked and then proceeded to trash this restaurant in a violent rampage. I mean, if you see the pictures of what this Subway looks like, I mean, it's incredible that one person could do this, let alone a naked woman. She destroyed the place. It says here, when she came out, and again, you can see this on the video footage, she started pulling everything apart. She started taking the furniture and slinging it everywhere, pulling tiles off the ceiling, spraying the fire extinguisher around, smearing feces all over everything. I mean, overturning anything that could be overturned, throwing food. I mean, this woman was going absolutely berserk, and she seemed to have almost superhuman strength, knocking over computers. I mean, again, look at the pictures. Just get on the internet and do a search on Google for, like, you know, woman who destroyed Subway in Alaska. It's insane. And I don't know if it's connected to the woman who has just gone berserk at the Waffle House in Kennesaw, Georgia, but it's interesting to me that in both cases we're talking about women who strip down butt naked and go on a rampage and have just insane superhuman strength. I mean, it's one thing to go, you know, toss some tables and chairs around, but when you get to the point where you go up and you're ripping the ceiling tiles out, that's nuts. All right, next story. You know, we talked last week on the show about octopuses and how that some people, especially ladies in Asia, find octopuses erotic, and how that some adult toy manufacturers have been taking advantage of that. Well, apparently some scientists have been doing DNA studies, and they are believing now that octopuses are basically aliens. They're saying octopus DNA is highly rearranged, like cards shuffled and reshuffled in a pack, containing numerous so-called jumping genes that can leap around the genome. I don't know that I should go through this whole big story because it's more of a scientific story than a Dark 30 story, but it makes me wonder, is that why, I mean, one of the reasons at least that ladies might be attracted to octopuses? I mean, you know, Sam, at the end of last week's show, you got on the internet. You yes. looked up some of these toys
but
that women...
But that was a very small subgroup in Japan. You know, I'm sure if I looked hard, I could have found some adult pleasure toys that were made to look like alien genitalia as well.
Well, and
yeah. How many women are really attracted to octopuses? Or aliens, for that matter.
Small. Remember, after we watched that video, that demonstration, after every...
Shelly went home and made a makeshift one.
And we were like, ew! But we couldn't look away every time that egg thing shot out. Oh, it was really awful. But it's like a car accident. We couldn't look away.
Hey, do either of you guys have a peanut allergy?
No.
No.
Like the peanut. I love the penis. The peanuts.
You don't have an allergy to that?
No, okay. I have no allergies to the peanuts.
Okay. Well, apparently, according to this new scientific article, they say that people who have peanut allergies may have that because their ancestors had sex with Neanderthals. They say in the olden days, I think we already know this, Homo sapiens had sex with Neanderthals. And they say that scientists have discovered here, when they've been examining, you know, the DNA, that it says there was a crucial factor involved there in determining our allergies today. It says, according to this genetics company, interbreeding has between humans and Neanderthals have proven that humans often carry three genes that boost the immune system, giving people a stronger resilience to the cruelties of the world. But Neanderthals did not have that. They didn't have those genes that most people have. And so they say a lot of these allergies, which cause us to sneeze, itch, and react to certain environmental factors, especially peanuts, are because that your genes are mixed in with Neanderthal genes.
Maybe that's where I get my height.
Could be. Well, but you know, you're not allergic to peanuts.
Nope.
All right, here's a story from Alabama. A man wearing a sock, not on either of his feet, and what appears to be a Ronald Reagan or possibly Richard Nixon mask, was caught on camera on the porch of a home in Birmingham in Alabama. It says a married couple lived there. The video shows the guy come through a gate and looking around in the windows. What was his intention? Nobody seems to know. Because this guy, who is obviously creepy, weird, and they say, believe it or not, a little funny, was just peeping around with a sock hanging off of his, you know what. And one of the guys they interviewed for the story said, if this was a fun prank, he should be aware there are guns in these homes and he could get hurt.
You want to go back to coincidences. Point Break. They were the dead presidents. They wore masks of Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon. Also, who was in that movie? Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who early on in their career wore socks, not on their feet.
Okay. Well, maybe that is an
coincidence?
Explanation.
Coincidence?
Coinky-dink, I think not. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have the three last stories of the night, and one of them, oh boy, I have to figure out how to read this one on FCC-regulated radio. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop on Speaking of Strange.
Well, the weather for the whole area will continue much the same as the past few days. Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I want it to be a lumberjack, leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, the maidenhead creeping water plant, naughty Leicestershire fleshy oak, the flatulent elm of West Ruislip, the Quercus maximus bamber gascoigne, the Epigulus labata hueus greenus. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. Sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down
trees. I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
I cut down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
He cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders and a bra.
Hey, welcome back to the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402, and you can also go to speakingofstrange.com for a link. Now, mind you, I'm going to be traveling for a while, so we'll have some best ofs over the next few weeks before we do another brand new program. But, hey, those best ofs are best ofs for a reason. So I hope you'll tune in for them. Here are the last few stories of the night. Oh, boy. Okay, first off, we have here headline. By the way, Dark 30, tune out if you're easily offended, okay? Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's your warning. Bengals fan pees in man's face during Cincinnati's loss to the Steelers. This just happened recently. A Bengals fan relieved himself of his frustrations by relieving himself on another fan. It goes back to the loss to the hated Steelers. I think you can gather what happened there. One fan just peed in another fan's face. Next story comes to us from Houston, Texas. This is the one I've been having a problem with how to read this. Okay, this is about a 67-year-old woman who is in trouble. She was arrested for prostitution, but she has avoided jail time because she's been diagnosed as being addicted to a fluid that comes from men.
Sweat.
So you know how it's kind of like the affluenza kid, you know, he's trying to get out of his situation because he has a problem. And well, she's saying she has a problem because unlike an alcoholic, she is a blankaholic and she has to have this particular substance.
So basically you're saying she has a protein deficiency.
Yes.
Throwing down the hooey card at this one.
Mm-hmm. Shelly, hit the bell. She has thrown down the hooey card.
I've thrown it down.
She has an attorney who has said, hey, this is true. This client has got a psychological problem. Her urges kicked in, especially around menopause. She needs therapy. Going to jail will only make things worse.
I mean, who's vetting these stories, Josh?
Well,
Mobius?
This is from,
Mobius?
This particular one is from World Daily News Report.
That sounds legitimate.
Yeah.
Daily News Report.
Yeah. And here's the last one. It is from Miami! Headline. Man emasculated during failed attempt to rape a pit bull. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this on the show before. Of all the creatures out there that you can choose to violate. Why is it that so many men pick a pit bull? 37-year-old man suffering some very serious groin injuries after, jumping on a bull. The 4-year-old male pit bull defended itself by tearing everything off the man with its teeth.
Good.
Yeah, I'm with Shelley on this one. Yeah. Good.
We'll give him a Darwin Award, and we'll call that another edition of the show. Thanks for listening, my friends. I also thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a kick-ass brand new and... Oh, wait a second. No, make that a kick-ass best of. That's right. You are commanded! I like to make my